I think that actually the health insurance exchange will be a very positive thing, in that it'll give a central point of access for people to look at information and make a determination as to how they may best want to utilize the dollars that they have in purchasing insurance. So I think that having one access marketplace, so to speak, Terry, will be a wonderful thing.
What issues do you expect to be working closely with the state government about in the next year or two?
Well, the health insurance exchange will be one very big one, Terry, that's coming up. There's always going to be a discussion over what payment rates are going to be relative to our Badger Care patients. Probably if we look at a critical leverage point I believe the state could utilize here is that we have historically looked at the provision of medical care and the insurance product of health insurance as kind of being two separate entities for the most part. I think if the state is really interested in kind of saying, how do we forge a different methodology here, I think the state would have great leverage in being able to say, why don't the insurers and the providers get together and begin the process of dialogue that says, since we're really both after the same thing, which is really great health for the patients we serve, why aren't we planning programs together on the front end and investing together in some care management programs and disease management programs? That would also help the state in that I think their costs would go down as well.
One of the big concerns in rural areas is facilities and professionals within a reasonable drive.
Well, you know, by the sheer fact that they provide some funding mechanisms through our Badger Care programs in the state of Wisconsin, I mean, that's one obvious area of responsibility. The state has really done pretty well with over the years, and we would hope that would continue going forward. We have ancillary programs, which I think are probably just as critical, Terry, going forward. For example, Marshfield Clinic has partnered with the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health and what we call the Wisconsin Academy of Rural Medicine. And UW, being obviously a state-supported institution, has partnered with us, and they will with other providers, in now beginning the process of providing training to younger medical students before they graduate with their MD degrees in rural settings. So we now host them at our Rice Lake site so that we, in the long run, will begin to train physicians that can learn in rural settings, and hopefully once they've gotten their degree and finished their residency programs, will come back to rural settings.
Carl Ulrich is president and CEO of the Marshfield Clinic. Thanks for being with us.
Terry, thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.